roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Welcome to Cerebral Satire, everybody. It's the Christmas episode.
Oh, that was a lovely surprise.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. That's one of the songs I listen to on like on my way home, really late on Christmas Eve, and I'm like, I miss my mom, you know, shit like that.
No, it's ho ho ho. Oh, yeah, I miss my mama.
This is our Christmas episode. Aunt and I are gonna give you some facts. We got some quizzes. We got a lot of Christmas
yeah,
themed
stuff.
It's
a time for joy.
Time for joy. It's not as Christian as you guys think it is.
No, it's not.
It's not. Sorry. But I'm all about on Christmas. I'm all about Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, whatever you want to say. Happy holidays.
Love a bit of Christmas, don't we?
Anybody can celebrate it. Yeah, it's all.
Everyone
good.
Loves a bit of Christmas.
Absolutely.
So do you Americans love it as much? Because you have your bullshit Thanksgiving, don't you? And that's like November time, and you have your turkey then.
Yep.
So is it as special as Air Christmas? Because that's when we have Air Turkey, and it's
yeah,
special.
Yeah. Like,
do you have like Burger King?
We'll get into some things that I do with my family and make it special. But everybody has their own like traditions, and everybody, yeah, it's big time here. It is. It's really big, especially like Christmas Eve is pretty big. And then Christmas Day is huge. Like you can go outside and hear a pin drop, and then a ton of people have so many traditions on Christmas Day, and it's just it's big. It's bigger than Thanksgiving. I would say that. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Cool.
Ant, you got something for us, right? You got some stuff you want to say?
Obviously, we're a news show, and we call ourselves a satire show. We just basically take the piss, don't we?
Yep.
But obviously, when some things in the news hit hard and I just want to do a little thing for it, really. Yeah. The news has been pretty horrendous this week.
It really has.
And I just wanted to point out that, you know, we do take the piss out of pretty much every situation, but my heart does go out to the people of Australia, because not only have they been hit with a double tragedy this week. Firstly, with the hostage situation where two people tragically lost their lives in a siege. And also, just a couple of days ago, 8 children were found stabbed to death in Queensland just days ago. And finally, my heart goes out to the people of Peshawar,
yeah,
Pakistan,
mm-hmm,
where 145 people, of which 132 were children, were massacred by the Taliban for going to school. It's a truly horrific week in the news. I know it's a bit of a downer to start with because it's Christmas. But you know, we can all value exactly what we have, and we can cherish, and it will make Christmas even a bit better this year. Just hold people tight and let the fun begin now.
There, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my thoughts go out to them as well. I hope their families somehow get over that tragedy. I don't think there's anything anything you can get over losing a child, but
no,
hopefully they'll be okay.
Yeah, so anyway, we can bring a bit of light to the week.
Yeah, let's do this.
So let me take a drink. And then, I'm drinking cider. I never drink cider.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm
drinking cider. Apple cider?
From Somerset in Great Britain.
Apple cider?
Yeah, it's apple cider.
I love apple cider.
Mm.
I do.
So, yeah.
I love me some apple cider with some cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon.
Is there cinnamon in it?
No, there's no cinnamon in it. It's just apple cider.
You weren't supposed to cuss.
Oh, we can bleep that.
Okay. Well,
the reason you just told me off for cussing is because we're going to start with a quiz.
Quiz time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
We're going to start with a Christmas quiz. And what I wanted to do is I wanted you to play this, all the people listening to the show right now, I want you to play with this with your family at Christmas. Little granny in the corner. You can play this, love.
Come play this, love.
Yeah, change your knickers. They're a bit wet. Come and play. Have a go.
Don't fart when you walk.
No, don't fart. She's out of Brussels sprouts. She probably will.
Granny always stinking up the place.
So we're going to do a little Christmas quiz. So what we'll do is we'll do the Christmas quiz. I'll try not to swear until the quiz is done. And even though I have swore already.
Already.
And then at the end of the show, in probably the last 5 minutes or so, I'll do the answers.
Yep, yep. Right?
And then, so you can send us in your how you done, how did Granny do, and how did Mum do, etc. So I've got Amy here with me. She's playing the quiz as well.
I am playing as well.
And you're playing as well.
Yep, yep.
So let's play the Christmas quiz.
Aunt Santa's sack quiz.
Yeah, Santa's sack.
All right.
Okay.
Mommy, so, what's Santa's sack?
It's hairy.
It's got fuzz on it.
So anyway,
we're stupid.
Crudeness aside, sorry, Granny. Yeah. Question one. Who plays Harry in the movie Home Alone? That's who plays Harry in the movie Home Alone.
The actor? Right?
The actor. The actor.
You already cursed.
Oh, but...
Yeah, bleep that out.
Okay.
You go ahead. Ask it again.
Who plays Harry in the movie Home Alone? Okay?
All right.
Easy one, that one.
Let's go to the next one.
Number two. In Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, who was Scrooge's dead business partner? Number...
Dang.
Amy's struggling over here. She's got naught for two, by the looks of it.
I have naught for two right now.
Really?
I don't remember who played Harry.
Think of Muppet's Christmas Carol song. Do, 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 do. That song.
The right? Dead Christmas partner.
Yeah. Right, anyway, I'm moving on.
Dang,
so number three, what color are the berries on a mistletoe plant?
I think I got this one.
What color are the berries on a mistletoe plant? That was number three. Okay. So number four, in what year was Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas Time released?
Ooh.
Do they I'll give know everyone a clue. And Amy's going to get this because it's quite a big clue for her. It's the year of my birth.
Oh, you.
Right, number five.
I'm going to guess on that one.
Who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas? That's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, so number six. How many points does a snowflake have?
Snowflakes aren't unique. I mean, they're unique. They don't, you can't.
How many points does a snowflake have?
All right. So
number six. Right. Number seven. Which country is eggnog said to have originated from?
I just threw it in my mouth a little.
Yeah. Not the nicest thing in the world.
Oh my God, no. Country, right?
Country. Yep. Right. Number eight. Name the Christmas song with the initials W-I-A-W-W. That's name the Christmas song with the initials W-I-A-W-W. Right? Simple enough. What?
I know what it is.
You know what that one is. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, number nine. She's telling me to slow down. She can go away.
God, you're really mad at that.
I pulled back. Number nine.
Number nine.
A year contains 365 days. So what day does Christmas Day fall?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, so that's a year contains 365 days. So what day does Christmas Day fall? Okay, just work back. Pretty easy enough. She's working it out. Number 10. What is the most common gift received in a Christmas cracker? That's what is the most common gift received in a Christmas cracker. Right, now, this one's for 2 points. The next one, number 11. And it's how many presents are there in the 12 days of Christmas? Now, that's going to take a little while to work out.
Well, okay.
So how many presents are listed in the 12 days of Christmas? Okay. So you can think about this while the show's going on. Or you can look at Google. And the last question, number 12. Name the 8 reindeers in The Night Before Christmas. And you will get a half a point. So this one's worth 4 points in total. So you get half a point for each one you get right. So number 12, name the 8 reindeer
I can do that without writing them down.
Yeah?
Mm.
I'd write them down, but...
I'm not writing them down.
You're not writing them down?
No. We answer them. I'm just going to...
You're being ballsy on that one,
yeah? Yeah, I'm being ballsy.
Okay, cool. So that is Aunt Santa's Hairy Sack Christmas Quiz.
You want to read them again real quick?
What, the whole lot of them?
Yeah, read the whole lot of them. Just real quick.
Read the whole lot of them again. Right, okay. Number one, who plays Harry in the movie Home Alone? Number two, in Charles Dickens' novel A Christmas Carol, who was Scrooge's dead business partner? Number three, what colour are the berries on a mistletoe plant? Number four, in what year was Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas Time released? Number five, who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas? What's Christmas? Number 6. How many points does a snowflake have? Number 7. Which country is eggnog said to have originated from? Number 8. Name the Christmas song with the initials W-I-A-W-W. Number 9. A year contains 365 days, so what day does a Christmas day fall? Number 10. What is the most common gift received in a Christmas cracker? Number 11. For 2 points, how many presents are listed in the 12 days of Christmas? And number 12, half a point for each, so you get 4 points. Name the 8 reindeer in the night before Christmas. There you go.
I don't know that cracker one. I've never heard of that cracker one before. Must be a British thing.
You've never heard of a cracker?
No, I've heard of a cracker. I just never heard of a tradition with a Christmas and what do you put on the cracker.
No, not an eating cracker, you fool. A Christmas cracker.
Never heard of that.
You pull up cracker.
I've never heard of that.
You don't have Christmas crackers?
No.
Apparently Americans don't have Christmas crackers. So it's like a thing that you pull and it opens, it snaps.
No, No, we don't have those. We don't do those here. I know what you're talking about now. We don't have those.
Well, you're going to get that wrong then, aren't you?
Yep.
Good. That's one you've got wrong.
what goes inside of it, right?
What is the most common gift received inside of it?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I won't get that.
No, you better. Right. You could do if you guessed. But there you go. So yeah, that's the Santa's Hairy Sack Christmas quiz, and we'll do the answer at the end of the show.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
All right, so we got our quiz done. Now it's time for the little ones to go away, and we're going to start talking like adults now.
Oh, thank fuck for that. That was hard.
It's very hard for you, evidently. I don't know how you make it through the day without cursing your child out.
I failed miserably.
You did. You were like, come on, I'm going to say this quiz and I want everybody to take it. And you're the one cursing the most.
I swear all the time. I can't help swearing.
I just want to say I'm sorry, guys, about the voice today. I'm really sick this week and last week's been worse and I'm just sniffling and coughing and I know I sound horrible, so I apologize.
He's had a big bukkake session.
Yeah, all over my face, neck, and chest. So great. All right, so now we're talking about cum. We can talk about Jesus and Christmas.
Jesus come at Christmas.
Jesus comes at Christmas. He doesn't. He really doesn't.
After Virgin Mary's punani at Christmas. That's what Christmas Day is. But anyway, you're going to tell us what about
Christmas a little bit because honestly, you and I were talking about it, and reading these Wikipedia pages and reading this history is really fucking boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's really boring. We're going to tell you a little bit about it, but honestly, it's so boring.
People know what fucking Christmas is anyway.
I know, man. All right, so I'm going to recommend something real quick. If you go to YouTube, you type in Christmas : behind the curtain. It's a YouTuber that I really enjoy. Behind the curtain?
No, you said Christmas :
Christmas : Christmas : as in like the two dots, : behind the curtain.
It's a colon.
Colon, as in collab.
I've got a colon.
I got a colon for Christmas. Mm, yeah. So if you look up Behind the Curtain on YouTube or Christmas Behind the Curtain or whatever on YouTube, there's an awesome 14-minute video that Seth Andrews does. It is fantastic. Please go watch it. It'll tell you all the history about Christmas that you need to know about. It is awesome. And it's very positive and uplifting. And you don't have to worry about your religion friends getting mad or your religious family members getting mad. It's a very positive message.
See, to me, Christmas is completely nothing to do with religion at all.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So to me, it's why Christmas is so special to me as an atheist is because it's the one time a year where all my family and friends come together. You know, we just have a family time.
Yeah.
And it's getting merry with family, playing games and stuff. And it's actually a time that you connect with your family the most, I'd say. And that, to me, is why Christmas is so special. It's nothing to do with baby Jeebus.
Was your family a big church family?
No. I mean, I was obviously brought up as a Roman Catholic.
So was I.
So, you know, you have to go to church and like midnight mass and all that bullshit on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I've you know, since probably the age of 12, 13, I sort of took my own stance on things.
Yeah, 16, I
Me and Stephen Hawkins had that gangbang, didn't we? And he taught me about that Jeebus ain't about, so.
Yeah, I kind of...
And I'm from Cambridge as well, remember? So, obviously, we've got not only have we got Stephen Hawkins, we've also got Charles fucking Darwin.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
both.
You know, so, me and Charles go way back as well.
Yep, so... A lot of people think that Jesus was actually born. A lot of people think that Jesus was actually born on December 25th. That is not true. If there was a Jesus, I do not believe there's enough evidence to show there was a Jesus. I've actually researched this quite a bit in my life. I just don't see the evidence. A lot of people do. I do not.
I said, I'm an atheist, but I believe there was a guy called Jesus around that time.
You do.
Because that's just a normal name.
Okay. While the birth of Jesus is estimated among the modern historians to have been between 7 and 2 BC, the exact month and date of his birth are unknown and are not focus of the church's Christmas celebration. So anybody who thinks that Christmas is about Jesus, you're wrong. The church even says it's not about the celebration. His birth is mentioned in two of the four canonical gospels. By the early to mid 4th century, the Western Church had placed Christmas on December 25th, a date later adopted by the East, although some churches celebrate the December 25th, an older Julian calendar, which means it's Gregorian calendar, Council of Tours. See, it's ridiculous. All this is... I'm about to read a bunch of nonsense.
No real need to, because this is in one of my Christmas facts that I'm going to do in a bit.
All right.
So, obviously, Christmas is celebrated on the 25th of December, but it's about a Roman sun god and not the birth of Jesus.
Correct.
So that's where it is. It's nothing to do with Jesus. Yeah. It's a Roman sun god.
There's a couple of other names they call it. The etymology of it comes from Christ Mass. It's derivative of Middle English. Christ Mass, which is from Old English. A phrase first recorded in 1038, followed by a world Christ Messe in 1131. My god, that's so boring. I'm reading all this stuff. I'm just like, oh my god, it's so boring.
That is quite boring.
It is. celebration December 25th, a Christian liturgical feast of birth of Jesus, was Roman, while Eastern Christianity, the birth of Jesus, was already celebrated in connection with the Epiphany on January 6th.
Right. Did you know that obviously it's, we all know pretty much, we all know about Christmas Day, don't we? Mm-hmm. But did you know about Boxing Day?
I have heard about Boxing Day. I've never.
I always thought it was fucking Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield having a fight the day after Christmas when I was a kid.
I did think it was a little weird.
But I found this out today, and apparently it goes back to when the church, obviously they have their Christmas Day, blah, 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 Jeebus, we love him. And then the next day, they'd hand out a load of boxes. And you put money in the boxes, and then they'd give that money to the people in need, so like the poor people. So that's one good thing the church does, and that's how you get Boxing Day.
Yes, when you get your new shit, you put your old shit on your doorstep or whatever, on the curb, and the church is supposed to come by and pick up your old shit and give it to people. That's why it's called Boxing Day. You box up your old shit and give it away.
But do you get
we don't do that, like,
all the sales and stuff on Boxing Day?
No.
See, because now
that's more of a Canadian thing.
This is the thing that fucks me off, because your bullshit Black Friday is coming over here now. We're getting it all now. They're fucking fighting over a loaf of bread in Tesco's because it's 10p off. But we also get Boxing Day. So Boxing Day, the shops open, boom, everyone buy a microwave cheap. So we get two of them, and then we get the New Year's sales as well.
Yeah, yeah, everyone says we're all about possessions and stuff, and it's actually not true, the case during Christmas, because we don't do a Boxing Day. We do nothing. We do Return Day. It's called Return Day. You return your shit that you got from your granny that you don't like from your granny to the shops. Massive Return Day.
Well, fair enough. And, all right, here's another little one. Did you know there are no references to angels singing in the Bible?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, there you go.
All right, here, let me read some stuff for you. Prior to the and through the early Christian centuries, winter festivals, especially those centered on the winter solstice, were the most popular of the year in many European pagan cultures. Reasons to include the fact that less agriculture work needs to be done during the winter.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
And that's why we eat Brussels sprouts and stuff like that. Correct. It's like all we got.
Yep, it's all you had at the time.
Yeah, and well,
as expected, better weather as spring approach, many modern Christmas customs have been directly influenced by such festivals, including gift-giving, merrymaking from the Romans, greenery lights, charity and Roman New Year of the Yule log, various foods of Germanic feasts. Leave it to the Germans to make good food.
Yeah, Germans do good food and good beer as well.
So, like I said, I'm not going to read all this to you guys because a lot of this is just fucking miserably boring. Just gives you dates and stuff.
What about New Year's Eve? Because that's like Hogmanay, isn't it? That's Scottish.
We can look up New Year's Eve next week.
Yeah, we'll do Hogmanay next week.
So, I do want to read one thing, which is: many of the popular customs associated with Christmas developed independently of the commemoration of Jesus' birth, with certain elements having origins pre-Christian festivals that were celebrated around the world winter solstice by pagan populations who were later converted to Christianity. Protests following a pro-Christmas in the 18th century, protests followed by a pro-Christmas rioting broke out in several cities for weeks. Canterbury was controlled by rioters who decorated doorways with holly and shouted royalist slogans. The book The Vindication of Christmas, London, 1652, argued against Puritans and makes the note of old English Christmas traditions: dinner, roast apples on the fire, yeah, card playing, dances with pillow boys and maid servants, and carol singing.
I'd imagine that was Oliver Cromwell time.
Yeah, 18th century, right? Yeah.
So, yeah.
However, in the 17th century England, some groups such as the Puritans strongly condemned the celebration of Christmas. Yeah, considering a Catholic invention of the trappings of poverty or the rags of the beast, in contrast to the established Anglican church, pressed for more elaborate observance of feast, penitence, seasons, and saints' day. Calendar reform became the major point of the tension between the Anglican party, and then they had fucking riots. Yeah, Christmas, yeah, riots. I'm gonna stab you with a motherfucking candy cane.
It's
woo,
Detroit, isn't it?
Holy shit.
But yeah, like that guy was an arsehole, that Oliver Cromwell, an absolute arsehole. He was born about 10 miles away from me right now.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's from around this way, so he's a bit of a dick. But I wanted to ask you,
yeah, right,
do you get a bonus at Christmas?
Christmas,
everyone loves a Christmas
bonus. I don't get one in my current job. I got one at...
You don't get one?
No.
A couple
of my other jobs
devil
I do.
Vamp.
But
if you were to live in Greece, Italy, Spain, or Germany, bonuses of 1 month's salary...
Are required?
Are required by law.
Wow. No wonder Italy's about to go under.
By law. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I'm going to move to Italy. It's my favorite. That's the one place in the world I'd move to
you
tomorrow.
You don't want to move to Italy.
Why not?
Hey!
Why not, though?
Oh, why not? We have the best video games ever.
I like the coffee. I like the pizza.
My voice is so fucked up.
I like the Rome.
No, you don't want to.
Very good.
They have a lot of problems in Italy right now. You don't want to go there.
Oh, they got to be the mafia. No, don't you want to moan about the mafia?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much your history of Christmas, guys. It's really boring, honestly.
It's on the 25th.
Yeah, if you think it's about Jesus, you're pretty much wrong. The Catholic Church stole it and made it theirs, and then the Protestant days, they got in a fight about it, which I actually didn't know about that. That's kind of cool. They got in a fight about it. And then it went back to being, in the 19th century, it went back to being, you know, Christmas trees, and Charles Dickens wrote about it, and then it became more like Charles Dickens because that book was so damn popular. And then the 20th century, it's
written,
just,
in my opinion,
Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Yeah, my favorite book of all time.
Yeah.
You can stick your Lord of Rings up your ass.
Yeah, even it says even in the 20th century, even the state of atheism of the Soviet Union, which is never really true. After the foundation in 1917, Christmas celebrations, along with other Christmas holidays, were prohibited. I'm so fucking tired. Prohibited. It's just really bad. And then it just goes over tradition and stuff. Again, if you really, really want to know about the whole tradition and everything, Seth really breaks it down for you. Seth Andrews really breaks it down for you on YouTube. Christmas Behind the Curtain. It's 14 minutes long. I'm going to put a link of it in the description box underneath the underneath this podcast. Please click on it, watch it. It'll tell you everything you need to know about Christmas.
Hopefully it does a better job than what we've done.
Yeah, it's so boring. Reading all this shit is so boring, man. And we try to make you guys laugh, not make you guys fall asleep. So
at the minute,
it's not nearly as fun as the Halloween one.
No.
It's just kind of boring. Anyway, it's just a celebration of winter and being alive throughout the middle of winter, essentially what it was. It's a celebration of being alive through winter because most of the time people didn't live through winter, right, Ant?
I like living through winter.
Me too. I love winter.
I'm like a little hedgehog. I curl up in a little ball and I'm like, just fuck off. Leave me alone. Just fucking leave me alone for
fucking
4 months.
I'm doing a podcast with Sonic.
I'd be the happiest man on earth. Right? If I could live in a fucking cave, and I say, right, Ant, in you go for the cave for 4 months. We'll give you a little TV, give you a little fridge, make sure you've got enough food and drink, and you can take a shit somewhere, and that's fine. I'd happily do that. Would you?
Fuck yes.
There you go.
Although I do like playing outside in the snow. I'm a big snow guy.
Well, we don't get fucking snow anymore because of global warming here. So.
Yeah, that's true. You guys get rain.
Yeah, just drizzle the whole year. Miserable. 12 months of fucking drizzle. Come to the UK, everyone.
All right.
Get drizzled on. Oh, Christmas tree,
oh
Christmas tree, how something in your branches.
I don't know the song either.
It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's
a fucking Christmas
tree. Christmas tree. You guys do a big Christmas tree with lots of stuff on it?
Yeah, well, you know, as big as we can get.
So this is the thing I always talk about. Do you do tinsel?
Yeah, we use a little bit of tinsel. I'm looking at it right now. We've got Amy makes some little decorations every year. We've got some white lights on it, a little Santa Claus at the top. I used to have, when I was a kid, we used to have an angel at the top.
We did too.
And it used to blink.
Yeah, ours did too.
Freak me the fuck out. And apparently my mum caught me once because I was being really naughty. Because I was a naughty little shit. And she caught me praying to the angels. Or like, just talking to her.
Like, no wonder she finally... Okay. No wonder she
like
finally...
Praying to the angels. Say, like, I'm down. Really sorry. Being a little prick.
No wonder she finally pulled you aside and be like, Aunt, you're getting a neuroses. That angel's not fucking real.
Yeah.
Stop praying to the plastic piece.
Freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, I'll talk about my Christmas tree more in my traditions. Because that's really a big tradition in my family.
Do you get a real tree? Real or fake?
Real. Always real. Always real.
You know, like, they sell out, in this country anyway, they sell out...
fake ones.
And I found this quite surprising, that it's like 3-1.
Yeah,
so
it
like
is.
3-1 for real trees to fake trees.
Yeah.
Which is really surprising, because most of the people I know have fake trees, but...
Nope, real. We go out to a actual tree farm that was specifically made for Christmas trees. We don't buy one at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. We go out to a tree farm, cut one down from a tree farm, pay for it, because it's more if you cut it down yourself. I don't know why that's fucking the case, but whatever.
It's fun, isn't it? You do it with the old family.
Oh, it's so much fun to do with my family. Some of my best memories are cutting down a Christmas tree.
There you go.
It's fantastic. Anyway, possible predecessors before the Christmas tree. You want to guess what some of the possible predecessors are? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Predecessors, things they used before the Christmas tree.
Well, I know what fucking predecessor means. I don't know what.
You don't know what possible things they could have done?
Yeah, I mean, like, what happened before the tree?
Well, while it's clear the modern Christmas tree originated during
they
the Renaissance.
Did they put
that'd be fantastic, though. Oh, man. Actually, that would kind
of
suck. I'm thinking about putting that angel
did
on top
dress
with the spikes
a
on
cat.
It. A cat.
In little.
And they threw darts at it.
Yeah, but no, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Christmas tree originated, the modern Christmas tree originated in the Renaissance of the early modern Germany. There are a number of speculative...
No.
What?
I know when the first Christmas tree was around.
Okay.
I was there, mate. I've got my time traveling machine.
Well, I don't want you to give your facts out yet.
No, this is not a part of my 10 facts. These are extra fucking ant facts.
Well, can I finish mine? Can I finish mine first?
Go on then.
Okay. The modern Christmas tree originated during the Renaissance of the early modern German modern Germany. There are a number of speculative theories as to the ultimate origin. Its 16th century origins are sometimes associated with Protestant Christians, Reform Martin Luther, who said to have first added lighted candles to an evergreen tree. Why the fuck would you put candles on a goddamn evergreen tree? Oh, because you think Jesus is going to help you. It is frequently traced to symbolize of the trees in pre-Christian winter rites, in particular through the story of Dr. Donar Arx and the popularized story of Saint Boniface.
What's his face?
Boniface. Saint Boniface. From the conversion of the German pagans, which Saint Boniface cuts down an oak tree and the German pagans worship. It replaces with evergreen tree, telling them about how the triangular shape reminds humanity of the Trinity. Blah, blah, blah. Well, give us the real. Now that's all modern. That's all the modern thing. So give us the original.
The first modern Christmas tree.
Oh, you're saying the modern too.
Yeah, I'm saying the modern was in 1510, so 16th century.
16th century.
Was found in Riga in Latvia.
Latvia. That's possible. It's
close near Germany, I suppose.
Yeah, it's close to Germany. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I say. But obviously, Christmas tree goes back to like Jebus, and we all talk about that. But what sort of trees they got in fucking Israel then? They got fucking olive trees, wasn't it?
They don't do Christmas trees in Israel.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
The Georgians have their
Jesus time.
Yeah, yeah. Now the Bible did ban Christmas trees because Christmas trees are of pagan origin. That's the problem. Jesus don't. They don't. Jesus and God. They don't like other shit.
They didn't dress their olive trees.
No, they did not dress their olive tree. So, but here's some other countries that do other things other than Christmas, actual evergreen trees. So the Georgians from Georgia have their own tradition Christmas trees called the Chikakaya.
What?
Chikakaya. I got that totally wrong. Chikakan. Made up from a dried hazelnut or walnut branches that are shaved to form a small conifer tree. This pale-colored ornament differ in height from 20 centimeters to 3 meters. Chikakakas are most common from... most common from Gura and Semigorello regions of Georgia near the Black Sea, but they can also be found in some stores around the capital. Georgians believe that Chikakakalas resembles the famous beard of Saint Basil the Great, who is thought to visit people during Christmas, similar to Santa Claus. So Poland have a couple cool traditions. There's an old pagan custom of suspending a ceiling branch of fir or spruce or pine, because again, all these evergreen things stay green during winter.
Yeah.
Now this is how you spell this word. This is what they call it.
Talk it.
Oh fucking hell.
Talk it.
Podzinka.
You having a stroke?
Podazincka.
Yeah.
Associated with...
That's my next door neighbor.
Kolada.
That's his name.
The branches were decorated with apples, nuts, cookies, colored paper, stars made of straw, ribbons, and colored watercolors. Some people believe the tree hang magical powers that were linked to harvesting was successful next year. In the late 18th century, the early 19th century, these traditions were almost completely replaced by a German custom of decorating the Christmas tree. But you see how little things are taken from each state that Christmas originated and then been brought to the Christianity part of it?
Well, yeah, definitely.
And then in Scandinavia, they used oak because oak was Thor, thought to be Thor's sacred tree. Of course, oak and Thor. Thor is the, you know, god of whatever.
Well, I've found out a country that loves a bit of Christmas. India. Right? Okay.
India, mostly Muslim or Hindu?
Mostly Hindu. Hindu. And well, they've got quite a different amount of religions in India, I suppose. But only 2% of people in India are Christian, okay?
Okay.
All right, I think 2%, that's not a lot.
It's not
But
a
it's
lot.
In fucking India.
It's a billion
so
people.
It ends up as 25 million people.
Wow.
And apparently what they do is they have banana trees. They bring those into their houses.
And
hang those up and decorate the banana trees.
Aren't banana trees really tall?
No.
They're not?
No, banana trees are not tall.
Oh, okay.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Christmas trees banned in the Bible. I found a new article. You'll like this a little bit more. Jeremiah 10:3-4. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with a hammer and nail so they cannot move. Jeremiah 2:4. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the nation, nor be dismayed by the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. And it goes down to do that again. And it says it over and over. Ether, as the days...
Well, they just don't like trees. They just don't like trees.
They don't like any of it, because it's pagan. It's all pagan. Esther, as the days on which Jews got relief from their enemies, Christmas, as the month they begin to turn them from their sorrow into gladness, and from their mourning into holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and gladness, days for sending gifts to food to one another and gifts to the poor.
Fair enough. I mean, to me, this is just one of those things, isn't it? We've talked about this at Halloween. Most things come from the pagans. Most of these festivals come from pagans.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they hate trees. They hate gays.
Deuteronomy states, you shall not plant any trees as an Asherah beside the altar of the Lord your God that you shall make. Ants, Facts is back, guys. Ants, Facts is back. I like that. Ants, Facts is... That doesn't make sense.
Ants, Facts is back.
Ants, Facts is back. Ants got 10 Christmas cracker facts. Oh, cracker again. Poppers.
Cracker.
Poppers.
Cracker.
Poppers.
Fucking cracker. Poppers is what gays take to open up their arsehole.
Pop.
Oh. You sniff poppers.
Why you gotta be talking about assholes when we're talking about Christmas, you fucking...
No, because you said poppers. That's what poppers are. You fucking sniff them and it opens up your arsehole. It's a gay drug.
Ants 10 Christmas cracker facts.
Yeah, I got 10 Christmas cracker facts. Do you want me to do them?
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at the you should know comment.
Right. Should I start?
Give me number 10.
Right, number 10. Japanese people traditionally eat a KFC for Christmas dinner.
I heard about that. Why do they do that?
Thanks to a marketing campaign over 40 years ago. A similar campaign has started in America with KFC, Burger King, McDonald's, Subway, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
So Japanese people...
That one's fucked up, isn't it?
Weird.
So you've got to book it 2 months in advance.
Yeah, that's what I heard about it. I heard that they have to book it 2 months in advance. I heard most of the chicken of November goes straight to Japan.
Yeah, finger licking good.
I can't even think about eating chicken on Christmas. It's all about turkey and ham and...
Well, they don't celebrate, do they? So
Japan celebrates Christmas.
What?
Yeah, Japan celebrates Christmas.
No, they don't.
They don't?
I don't know, actually.
Here's another fact.
I didn't think the Japanese celebrated Christmas.
No, they do. Does
Why would they?
Japan celebrate Christmas. It's like the first thing that comes up.
Okay,
Christmas in Japan.
Fair enough. Okay, cool.
You're right. It's not widely celebrated in Japan. Not as many people as there are Christians. However, several customs have made to come to Japan from the USA, such as sending and receiving Christmas cards and presents. Japan Christmas is known more for a time to spread happiness rather than religious celebration. Christmas Eve is often celebrated more than Christmas Day. Wow, Christmas Eve is celebrated more than Christmas Day. It's thought of as a romantic day in which couples spend together and exchange presents. In many ways, it resembles Valentine's Day celebration in the UK and the US. Young couples like to go for walks, look at Christmas lights, and have a romantic meal in a restaurant. Booking table at Christmas
Eve. I'd imagine most of the Japanese are like Buddhists as well, aren't they? Like, yeah. Quite spiritual people, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they even have a cool little hat. Yeah, look, this little girl has a cool little hat. It's just wish to all the
hats, is it?
It's fucking Japan. It's not Vietnam, bitch.
Of course they have them fucking hats. You never seen Raiden out of fucking Mortal Kombat? Get wish... I'm moving on with my facts anyway.
Wait, let me read this hat real quick. It's cool. Wish you all have a happiness and the best of everything. Wow, I like that. Huh. Japan is becoming more and more cool every fucking year, man.
Japan is a cool country. It's just ridiculous.
Sounds so
expensive.
Neat. All right, give me next one.
Next one. We frequently abbreviate Christmas as Xmas. The reason why is that the X is in fact the Greek letter for chi, which is C-H-I,
yep.
Which is an abbreviation in turn
yep.
For the word Christ in Greek.
Correct.
So when you look at a porn store with XXX on it, just be safe in the knowledge that Jeebus proves three times over.
Well, I don't always have to be the straight man in this relationship. Yes, Ant's talking about porn during Christmas, and yes, the X actually means like Christmas. So yeah. Christmas, yes, Christ. Yes. So
when
you stupid Christians get offended by Xmas, it means that's the same damn thing. It's the same thing.
The exact same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the people of Oslo annually send a Christmas tree to London, which is situated in Trafalgar Square, in gratitude for all we'd done in World War II. If they sent one to the Americans, you'd be guaranteed it would turn up late.
That's kind of neat. So you guys saved... Is that a city?
No, it's just...
That's a country? Oslo? What is that?
Oslo's a country.
I don't know what that is.
Fucking Americans with your geography.
What is that?
If it ain't in America, it ain't anywhere.
What is that?
Fucking, it's in Norway.
I don't know what that is. That's a city?
Oslo is the capital of Norway.
I didn't know that.
No, you didn't. They send us a tree.
So you guys saved Norway's ass during World War II, and they send you...
Saved everyone's fucking ass.
No, we saved everyone's fucking ass during World War II. You guys saved Norway's ass during World War II, and...
We were doing it 3 fucking years before you were.
Can we not talk about fucking World War II? Giving you a compliment. Wait. I want to get that. I want to get more on that.
Fucking Tommy bastards.
You're fucking...
Fucking turn up late, do a bit of D-Day, and then, yeah, we won the war. Fuck off. We put all the groundwork in, you bastards.
Get so irritated easily.
We will fight them on the beaches. You fucking won't.
So, you saved this country.
Just helped out, didn't we? We were the main country in World War II.
Mm-hmm. And then they send you a Christmas tree every year.
They send us a Christmas tree every year. And it's a huge one in Trafalgar Square.
That sounds cool, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So anyway, some of the most popular Christmas songs, like Winter Wonderland, Christmas Roasting, and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, were in fact written by Jews. And that fact is kosher.
I got nothing to say to that.
Move on to the next one, then.
All right.
During World War I, a truce was held on Christmas Day in which German and British forces played a game of football. If the Yanks were there, it would have been the Allied Astros versus the German Godzilla. And at halftime, Janet Jackson would have got her tits out. Woo!
Woo! America! Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Motherfucking day, yeah.
I heard about that. I heard that a lot of that happened. Like, The Battle of the Bulge, they did a lot of that stuff. Like, they threw apples at each other. Snowball fights broke out between the lines.
Yeah, they played a nice game of football.
Yep.
Nice game of football.
Very cool.
And the Germans would have won on penalties, wouldn't they?
They would have.
Anyway, the next one. Christmas is celebrated on... This is one we've done earlier. Christmas is celebrated on the 25th of December because of a Roman sun god and not the birth of Jeebus.
Yep.
I say two myths don't make a right.
Next. I'm so stupid.
Right. 2,340,000 miles an hour is the apparent speed that Santa's sleigh would need to travel if he was to reach every home in the world on Christmas Eve.
3 million?
2,340,000 miles an hour. Not possible, you say? Well, have you ever seen an American rush to get a microwave on Black Friday?
Yeah, well, at least we don't kill each other anymore, like, you know, the UK people do now.
No, we're good, mate.
Just saying.
Anyway, right, next one. The largest Christmas cracker was, you know what a cracker is?
Yeah, popper.
Right, there, yeah. The largest Christmas cracker
popper.
Was 45.72 metres long.
Holy
and
shit.
And 3 metres wide in diameter, which was pulled in Australia.
How big of a noise would that have made?
Oh, pop. I'm hoping a 7-inch long, 3-inch in diameter cracker gets pulled in my home this Christmas.
Oh, bull fucking 7 inches my ass, you fucking twat. 7 inches long. Wait, what'd you say your width was?
3 inches. It's all about girth, mate.
3 inches, you couldn't get your fucking hand around it.
It's your Christmas, but it's my girth day. Right, I'm moving on.
3 inches wide.
Santa has many different names around the world.
Pass out from blood loss.
Fucking shut up. Santa has many different names around the world. Kris Kringle in Germany, La Befana in Italy, Père Noël in France, and Dushka Morosh in Russia. I always called him in my house the big fat red cunt that gave me presents.
This is why this is my one of my favorite segments you do, because I just love to fucking laugh at your comments because they're so fucking stupid.
That's why I do them.
All right, next but one.
Finally, this is the last one. In the Czech Republic, they enjoy Christmas dinner of fish soup, eggs, and carp.
Oh,
yummy. The number of people at the table must be even, or the one without a partner will die the next year.
That's fucked up. Are you serious?
It's the devil vamp. Don't God go to Czech Republic anytime soon, eh?
Fucking die. Motherfucker. I guess I gotta have to, you know, kidnap a partner.
Yeah, and that's my Christmas crackers
facts.
For you. There you go.
So, Anne and I have been trying to think about this new segment that we're going to do. We're going to think about just random questions that we can either debate or talk about. I had one for a couple weeks ago we didn't do, but we're definitely going to do it later. But he had a great question this week. What was your question this week, Anne?
My Christmas is, right, you're having a Christmas dinner. You got all your family around. That's fine. But you have to invite 5 other people to come to your Christmas dinner. What 5 people would you invite? They can be famous. They can be anything. They can be family and friends.
Can they be dead?
Why would you want to invite a dead person to your fucking
party?
Well,
no, can you bring them back?
They wouldn't talk very much, would they?
Can you, like, bring them back to life?
No, you got the fucking the elixir of life.
I didn't know.
You can't fucking bring back people to life, you fucking
I didn't know if you were talking. I didn't know if you were talking about, like, all you, like, for, like, ever. Like if I can bring Einstein back, that'd be fantastic. Talk to Einstein.
You can't bring people back to life.
All right. So they all be alive.
For this Christmas, 5 people you'd want to bring round your house. Okay. I wouldn't want to say, Nan, here's Napoleon, fucking skeleton. Not very interesting, is it? Fucking hell. So yes, they've got to be alive. So go on then.
All right.
Have you picked 5?
Yes, I was thinking about this.
Have you been pondering?
I have been pondering. Okay. I just want to ask another couple of questions. All my my regular traditional family's there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Nanny's there in the corner having a Bailey's.
Nana.
Your dad's farting after his Brussels.
Yeah, my dad is.
All your family's there.
Okay, all my family's there. Okay, so if all my family's there, I will say this. I definitely want to bring my ex because I love my ex, and my family loves my ex, and she's fantastic. Great, great person to be around. Fantastic. Brings the mood. Fits in with my family. Great. Just great. All right. No, I let it go. She's a fantastic girl. Love her. Let it go. Why you gotta ruin that? That's a nice gesture. Why you gotta ruin that?
All right.
Wait. Hang on. I'm not done yet. Can I finish?
Yeah, go on.
Can I use a whole? Can I do a whole family?
No.
Yes.
Single to people.
No, I'm doing a whole family. I'm breaking your rule. I'm doing a whole family.
Breaking down the full four.
Already. I want to bring my best friend's family with my nieces along 1 year. That'd be fantastic. Because I've two nieces, and they have a brand new nephew. And then it's Jamie and Heather. I'd love to bring them with me.
This is one of the worst fucking segments I've ever done.
No, this is great. This is fantastic. Just be quiet. Shut the fuck up, okay? I want to bring...
Oh, I thought you were going to be Claudia Schiffer and people like that.
Shut up.
Can you bring up big black boyfriend that she's got now with fucking 3-inch girl?
Shut up. Listen to me. I want to bring my two buddies from England, Ant and Wayne.
Oh, well, you know.
I do. I want to bring you guys over that'd be fantastic. You guys would love my family.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you would. My family's fantastic.
Are any of them shaggable or?
No, they're all married now. I got cousins that are shaggable.
Oh, there you go. I'm over. be there next year, mate.
You're leaving Amy behind.
As she comes, she wants.
If she wants. And then the last but not least... I want to talk to Batman.
Batman's not real.
God damn it. I got to pick somebody real. All right, fine.
Because Batman would have been the first person on my list.
Fine.
But he's not real. First person on my list. You can pick people that have played Batman.
No. Stephen Moffat. Stephen Moffat.
Okay.
Yeah. Stephen Moffat, because I want to know what's going on with Doctor Who, and yep. I want to know what's going on. With
Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock. Yep, exactly. Boom. Stephen Moffat. And because I hate when they take these long ass breaks, it drives me crazy.
Okay.
So yeah. So I want to bring all my friends. I want all my friends and family in one place, and then I want to do Stephen Moffat because you know why? All my friends and family. All my friends love Stephen Moffat.
Yeah, everyone loves.
So it'd be a great conversation among all of us about all the Doctor Who's, all the Sherlock's, the coupling, all that stuff, and get to talk to Stephen Moffat. Boom. Done.
Well, I've gone a bit more. Famous.
Okay.
With my picks.
Okay, so I'm the asshole.
You're the asshole, yeah. So first off, I was thinking I can't be fucked to cook at Christmas.
Right? Oh, you're thinking famous chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Gordon Ramsay. Because not only is he a good chef, he also swears a lot like me.
And he doesn't take himself too seriously.
No, and I always get told off for swearing at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I get told off for swearing every day.
Yeah, me too.
So he swears like a cunt. He does. I swear like a cunt. Yep. He's in the kitchen. Swearing. Cooking dinner. Going to be a lovely dinner.
Awesome dinner.
And then I'm not the only one getting told off for swearing as well.
Gordon in the background. Fuck off, you cunt! You bastard! With your fucking shitty turkey! Jesus exactly. Christ, aunt! Where'd you get this fucking uncle of yours?
So, Gordon Ramsay's first one. Next up, obviously when you get a bit drunk, you're going to have a sing-along, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Christmas time. Little Drummer Boy.
David Bowie.
I could be Bing Crosby. Not Bill Cosby.
Bing
Crosby, right? I don't touch kids. I'm not Bill Crosby.
He doesn't touch kids either.
Yeah, fucking bullshit, don't he? Anyway.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. David Bowie.
David Bowie. And he'll blow you. Pum, pum.
Oh. And my missus likes a bit of Bowie in Labyrinth with his package, shall I say. She likes a bit of Bowie package. She's never seen Life on Mars, has she? So, the film. So he gets his winky out.
How's she not seen Life on Mars? Is she a big David Bowie fan?
Well, I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, she likes a bit of that Bowie package. Wow. Hello. Hey, Amy, do you want to see my package?
He shows everybody else's package.
So anyway, yeah, so David Bowie to have a little sing-song with. He'd be my next one. Now, next one is someone who I could talk to whilst I'm getting drunk. And he's someone who I just think I've got a lot in common with. Not famous or anything, but, you know, he's like me in many ways, and that's Ricky Gervais.
I knew you were going to say him. For some reason...
We're very similar.
Yeah, we are very similar to Ricky Gervais.
Oh, why am I you? Are you my fucking... Are you Taylor Den?
I love Ricky Gervais.
But yeah. So, yeah, Ricky Gervais, so I could have a laugh, pretty much. The next one, David Attenborough. David Attenborough.
Yeah. What? From Toast, right? That's the guy from Toast?
That's the guy from Toast. You don't know who David Attenborough is.
No.
You don't know who David Attenborough is.
I don't think I do. Who's David Attenborough?
Amy just said die.
Die? Jesus Christ, I'm American.
Jesus Christ.
For real?
David Attenborough is possibly the most famous documentary maker in the history of mankind. Sir David Attenborough.
I think I've heard Top Gear mention him from time to time.
So yeah, so Sir David Attenborough is a nature documentary maker.
Oh, okay.
He used to be the head of BBC many, many moons ago.
I've heard of him. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Because not only is he interesting to talk to about gorillas and stuff like that, but also he'd keep everyone else, like all the old uns.
Interesting. Interested.
They'd they'd love him because he's about 90, old David Attenborough now. So they'd love a bit of David Attenborough.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I was thinking, I was worrying about this one. I was thinking, do I pick another one for myself? Like, I was thinking maybe Jonathan Ross, because he could keep everyone, the chat between everyone sort of going. Then I thought, it's a bit of a sausage fest at the minute.
Yeah, you got a lot of dudes there.
Maybe Katy Perry, but then I might get in trouble with Amy.
You would definitely get in trouble with
looking over Katy Perry.
Yeah, you would definitely be so looking over Katy Perry.
Shit, what about Littlen? Mm. Need to keep her entertained.
Yeah, you gotta bring a friend, right?
So I'm gonna pick you dressed up as Peppa Pig.
Hello, little Anne's child.
Oh yeah, maybe not you.
I'm not gonna have the same accent.
Yeah, maybe not you. Maybe Wayne.
That's probably a better idea. Fucking me dressed up as Peppa Pig.
That'll be a fucking sight, man.
That'll be safe for fucking.
So that's my five anyway.
That's your five.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do.
All right, so everybody, all families pretty much have their traditions, right? You have your traditions to do this, traditions on Sunday, traditions when people get together. Like, I know one of my family big traditions, whether it's in Christmas or out of Christmas or whatever, it's whenever we get together. If it's Sunday and NASCAR's on, we always pick a car in NASCAR, like a number, and then we take turns taking naps.
Fucking NASCAR, y'all!
Nap car is what we call it. We call it nap car. So we take turns picking a car number, and then we take naps during nap car. But you got some traditions that... Now, I know it's hard, Aunt, with you, because you have a new family, so you're starting some traditions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's always fun to start traditions, and it's always fun to bring some traditions from your family into your new family, right?
Yeah, but I'd say a lot of my traditions at Christmas are sort of quite traditional, if you know what I mean.
Like, straight up, like, everybody does them.
Yeah.
All right, give me one.
So, I mean, I could say, like, I could be really easy and go, yeah, number one, presents, number two, dinner, number three, boom.
Nah, I don't consider that a tradition. Like, presents is not a tradition.
But my particular traditions is, so Christmas morning, when everyone wakes up, you have your stocking, didn't you?
Yeah.
Got to have your stocking.
Yep.
We come downstairs.
So you do your stocking first.
We're going through our little stockings, and I cook a bacon sandwich.
Oh, okay. That's a tragic,
I think,
tradition.
A lot of people in the UK do that now.
Okay.
Cook up a little bacon sandwich.
Now you put that on.
That's a little tradition.
You put that on bread, or you put that on biscuit?
Biscuit, toast.
Biscuit, yeah. Oh, toast.
Yeah.
Toast. Okay.
Toast or bread, whatever the particular person wants.
All right.
But that's how you start the morning. You have a nice cup of coffee. Have your bacon sandwich whilst you're opening your stocking.
So Christmas Eve, my family has a tradition of you get to pick anything.
One present.
Yeah, we do the one present thing, but a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But this is the dinner of Christmas. I should have been more specific. This is the dinner of Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So the dinner of Christmas Eve, any of the children of the house get to pick whatever they want to have for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mom's tradition. My mom made this up.
Oh, that's awesome.
One year. So if you want pizza, my mom either got like a frozen pizza that she, you know, heated up, or they ordered pizza,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want spaghetti, she made spaghetti for you. If you want a taco, she made tacos for you, whatever. So each kid get to pick their own thing.
I've literally, a couple of weeks ago, I said to Amy, I said, Christmas Eve, we're going to start doing, like, we'll get a takeaway every Christmas Eve. I've done it a few years, but it's not been a tradition.
Tradition.
So but now we're going to start it. So hopefully the Chinese is going to be open, and we'll have a little
takeaway of Chinese, or just a takeaway of anything?
Just a takeaway Chinese.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, a couple of my friends go to Chinese dinner every Christmas day.
Yeah, well, you got to open a Christmas present as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we do that at the end of the night.
Eve.
Yep, Christmas
so
Eve.
Have,
you open
have a takeaway,
one Christmas.
Open a present.
Yep, one present. Yeah.
But like you said, everyone does that.
Yeah. It's become so popular. Oh, that's such a good idea. Everyone's started doing that.
Yeah.
Give us another one of yours.
Okay, another one of mine is,
this is Boxing Day now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is very traditional, but I go to my auntie's house.
Okay.
Bubble and Squeak.
Bubble and Squeak.
Never heard of Bubble and Squeak?
No, what's Bubble and Squeak?
Oh, he's never heard of Bubble and Squeak.
I've heard of it before,
getting,
but I don't...
You're going to get educated now,
okay,
my friend.
Okay, all right.
And this is... You are going to have
it an sounds
orgasm.
It sounds familiar.
So what you do is, right, all the leftover veg, so your potatoes, your sprouts, mm-hmm. all your cauliflower, the, mm-hmm. the carrots, everything, right? You get a frying pan, bit of oil in the frying pan,
mm-hmm.
throw it in. Just okay. throw it all in.
So far, sounds right? like stir fry.
Yeah, and just mix up all the veg,
okay.
and that's Bubble and Squeak. And yeah, it just tastes magnificent. You only ever have it once a year.
What type of oil do you get? What type of oil do you use?
Well, just whatever, just like frying oil. I use that olive oil,
but extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you have that with a bit of cold meat.
Okay,
and
ham, turkey.
I tell you, it's an absolute Good. Dream. It's an absolute dream.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that to you. Boxing Day.
You've got to cook enough veg so there's enough left over. So you need more. Potatoes are always a good one, and your sprouts are always mm-hmm. good. And then all like parsnips and that. Just lob mm-hmm. it in a frying pan, loads of oil, mix it up for 10 minutes, and then just slop it on a plate
okay.
and eat that. And I'll tell you what, it sounds so wrong, but it tastes so right.
No, it sounds great to me.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. Proper awesome.
So Boxing Day in America, we don't... Again, it's more like Return Day, so technically my family doesn't really like to go out very much.
Yeah.
So what we do is we take all the leftover turkey, chop it up into small pieces, leftover turkey, whatever, uh-huh. put it in a pot, put some sugar. Sometimes people use cinnamon, sometimes people don't. Put some sugar, some salt, some oregano, and then we take gravy, put gravy on it, and we make open-faced turkey sandwiches. So what you do is you take two pieces of bread, put them on a plate.
Is it nice then, bread as well? Not like normal shop bread. Is
yeah.
it really nice bread?
Yep. It's going to be the thick bread that sucks
really
up all the gravy.
Bread.
Yeah. You take a ladle and you just ladle out you some turkey and some gravy on top of a piece of bread. Boom. Open-faced turkey sandwiches. And then
that
you get some
fucking lovely, that
yeah,
does.
You get some cocoa, hot cocoa. Oh, dinner's done, baby. Dinner is done.
Yeah, man.
That's a tradition. We have open-faced turkey sandwiches every year.
Oh, sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Give us one
what
more.
What do you have, like, the day after Boxing Day? I always have, like, there's so much fucking turkey about now. You fucking eat turkey curry, turkey sandwiches. Everything's fucking turkey.
You know, curry's not that popular over here yet.
That's because you're fucking mental.
Yeah, I know.
Have you not got many curry houses over there?
No. Probably in the big cities. Atlanta, New York. New York, definitely. That goes without saying.
I'd say every town in this country.
I'm sure.
You've got at least one.
Yeah, oh yeah, probably more than one.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm going to say, any big city probably has a ton of curry places, but not outside of the cities, no. I probably couldn't find a curry place here where I live, but that's fine. Another tradition that we do, we play games.
Yeah, same here, man.
Tons
same
of family here. Games, right?
Yeah.
Got,
so this is the time of year where you play board games mm-hmm. and play the family games. You wipe down the dust off the Scrabble board and you give it a go.
We don't play Scrabble. We don't play boring games.
I'm fucking awesome at Scrabble. Maybe you don't like Scrabble because you shit at it.
Yeah, that's true too.
So... You know, maybe you should read up.
We play Cards Against Humanity. Apples to apples.
Apparently, I've got that for Christmas.
Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm glad you got
she's
it, dude. Smart. You got to tell
smiling
me about
right
it.
Now, so guess what? I've got that for Christmas.
You got to tell me about that when you play
so
that.
So we're playing that. Oh,
it's so much fun, Ant. Oh, my God. We were playing it when I had that thing I had to go to.
Yeah.
We were playing it afterwards. Oh.
Oh, that's a cool
so
time
much,
to play that.
Oh, it was something we were playing with the parents. Oh, it was so much fun, my friends. Oh, dude, it was so much fun. So much fun. One more. What you got? One more.
Okay, one more. It's obviously, TV.
Yeah.
You all sit down and watch the box, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can watch your boring fucking Queen speech and all bollocks like that. But for us, you got to watch a bit of Bond.
Yeah, Bond is real big over there in Christmas, isn't he?
Yeah, got to watch a bit of Bond at Christmas time.
Mm.
But now it's being drowned out by bullshit Harry Potter and stuff like that. Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, that's what we get that a lot now
this
on
is,
Christmas Day.
You're going to freak out. This is why you're American. Here you go right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Football.
Got to love a bit of football.
Yep, we watch football.
Yeah.
Kid you not. Yep. Football. Now, football is played the next day, not actually on Christmas.
We get after Christmas. Football as well on Boxing Day. It's a huge day.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So you eat a bunch of food, you pass out, you watch some football.
Boxing Day in our country is a huge day of sport.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, the NFL always kicks off on.
I got so many traditions I can name, and we don't have time for all that. Guys, send us your traditions. Hashtag CSatire. Send us your traditions. We want to hear from you in Australia. What kind of traditions you guys use? Do you guys eat like kangaroo or something on there on special day?
No. That was they mainly. If well, he's from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. In New Zealand, I'd say they eat. What do they eat Christmas in New Zealand? Probably a bit of dirt or something like that. They haven't got anything, have they?
That. They don't they have any food.
Got fucking, they're just Lord of the Rings over there, exactly. And they ain't got nothing.
You know, you
maybe
can,
they eat a hobbit.
I was about to say, you know, they
eat a hobbit over
I saw, there. I saw an article where you can actually pay to like spend Christmas in a hobbit hole.
Oh, kidding. It's just Catter's house.
It is Catter's house.
And in Australia, they always have a barbecue, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue's their Christmas day.
What do you guys do in What do you guys do in Canada? What do you guys do in New Zealand? What do you guys do in Iceland? What do you? I mean, all these countries listen to us. Send us your things. Hashtag CSatire. Send us whatever's going on. Mountie, send us what you got going on, man. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Send us what's going on. Anyway, next article.
This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Twenty Christmas songs you will never get sick of from HuffingtonPost.com. Okay, that's fine. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Yeah. You know I'm a bit of a musician and stuff.
I know.
And you know I do mm-hmm. gigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Christmas songs, no, no. It's the one fucking thing I can't do.
There's a couple of them that I don't get sick of. There is right. a couple of them that
so,
I don't get
right,
sick of.
Right, here's to me. That mm-hmm. This sums up the majority of Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're overplayed and they're a clusterfuck of cliche.
That's true.
And
all
repetition.
That is true. Yep.
That, couple that with simple, bad writing.
Yep.
You add cheesy production values.
Yep.
I can't say I'm the biggest fan.
I can't say that you're wrong about any of that. I really can't. God yeah. damn it, this Just fucking say, website.
It's basically... You can. It's like the South Park episode where they write a Jesus song, and it's so
yeah.
easy to write a Jesus song. It's also so easy to write a Christmas song.
Okay.
Just say Rudolph, Red Nose, Christmas,
okay.
Jolly
yep.
Time,
yep.
done.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Christmas, Jolly Time, ready? Rudolph, Red Nose.
You ready? Number 20. Yeah, Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth.
Yeah, we love that one.
Yep,
we love mm-hmm. a bit of that.
Okay.
But it's you know, yeah, go on in.
Number 19, Christmas Time is Here.
Who's that by?
Charlie Brown Christmas, this man.
Charlie Brown?
The Charlie Brown Christmas.
Character.
No, the Charlie Brown doesn't sing it. It's the melody that plays behind it.
Wow, that's a load of shit.
I love that song.
Wow.
I do. I really like that song. That song, because there's no vocals to it. It's just, they're just, I can't do it, but you're a better singer than I am. But number 18, What Christmas Means to Me.
Never heard of it.
There are plenty of Motown Christmas classics. We have been on the radio staples for decades. It's hard to top this bouncy 1967 Stevie Wonder track. It's probably why it's been covered by everyone. Hanson, from Hanson to CeeLo Green. Number 17, O Come, Emmanuel.
Well, there you go. No need to say no more. I've seen the film Emmanuel, and I've come, so.
Number 16, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Oh, hang on. I know this one.
Ramones.
The Ramones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now he's smiling, ladies and gentlemen. Now he's smiling.
Well, you know, the Ramones, that's a different sort of Christmas song. Mm. They're a punk classic band, you know.
It's, like, it's a pretty cool song, too.
They're a punk band. Mm. I do remember that song.
Now, this is one
that's
of the ones...
not so bad.
This is one of the ones that I get a little... Because I'm really far... United States wise, I'm pretty far away from my family. I'm not that far. I'm not like on the opposite coast, but I'm fairly far away from my family. Please come home for Christmas. It's hard to turn the dial when the brokenhearted man is pleading for his holiday heart one. First recorded by R&B singer Charles Brown in 1960 to cover the Eagles' Climb the Charts. Almost covered by Climb the Charts 20 years later. So it's that one that says, you know, please come home for Christmas.
Yeah, but guess what? Look, if I can do a snapshot, right? You do that.
Then new
come home for Christmas, and I'll go, driving home for Christmas. I'll do Chris Rea. So again, cliche, bullshit, move on.
Okay. Carol the Bells.
Carol the Bells.
Yep. It might be the most difficult Christmas song to sing along with, but it doesn't stop millions from trying, even if we are alone in the car, hopelessly lacking harmonizing. I think it's the one with a lot of bells.
Who's
on it.
It
I don't know. It doesn't say it was a by, it just says Carol the Bells. 2,000 Miles from the Pretenders, 1983.
That's not a Christmas song.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
This dreary ballad of written in ode to the band's latest guitar, James Honeymoon Scott, but it's the last appeal seems to be for listeners spending the holidays far away from someone they care about.
Fucking Scottish. I wouldn't consider that a Christmas song at all.
Dance of the Sugar Plums Fairy? You know that one. Yeah, it's the... You don't know that one? Yeah, you do.
Who's it by?
It's not really by anybody. It's...
They all sound the fucking same to me. This is the problem with Christmas songs.
God,
they all
so
sound the same.
Miserable.
No, I'm not miserable. I'm miserable about Christmas songs because there are some gems, and I'll get to some gems.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some gems. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Zooming around in my hand, see. Quit your clapping.
Can't be a bit preacher clapping. Bit Swan Lake, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not Swan Lake, it's definitely...
Oh no, the Nutcracker.
Yes, yeah. It's in the Nutcracker. Yeah, it's in the Nutcracker, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
okay. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
That sounds good to me.
Christmas music could use a little more funk. James Brown was kind enough to provide it. The Godfather of Soul addressed it. Saint Nick, directly, we all win.
I'm happy with that one.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You gotta love this one, right?
Oh.
You don't like the Grinch? I love the Grinch song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. No?
Yeah, if I'm watching it on the film or something, but yeah. I wouldn't listen to it on the radio, would I? Wow. I wouldn't download it on iTunes.
Wow.
I wouldn't buy the vinyl.
It came upon a midnight clear.
Never heard of it.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's not a sentimental, it's likely outlast. It's welcome no matter how many people you had elbow you your way around
just,
to get your kid.
You just done fucking Little Drummer Boy again.
No, that's what the quote is.
Peace on earth, bum.
No, no. Christmas rapping? I don't know what this is.
Well, no.
You know what that is?
Move on from that one.
Okay.
I'll do that one.
Okay.
I'll do.
Number seven, fucking. We Three Kings. We Three Kings remorned. But then again, the Beach Boys.
That one annoys me more than most, I'd say.
The Beach Boys did it in 1964 version without getting goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, but...
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right.
Santa Claus is coming to town. I was like, different versions for different people, but it says, the Pine Sides, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5.
Bit of Jacko.
Yeah, Jean Jacket era, Bruce Springsteen. See, that's mine. Bruce Springsteen is the one that I remember when Santa Claus is coming to town.
Got to be little kiddie Jacko before he started kiddie fiddling.
I'm sorry. I mixed up Come Home for Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's the one I get choked up to when I listen to it. I'll Be Home for Christmas by Bing Crosby messes me up every year. I listen to it in the car. I'm like, oh, I want my mama. You can't remember that one?
No.
I'll Be Home for Christmas?
You just fucking got the name wrong a minute ago, so
I'll be home for Christmas.
Well, that sounds enthralling.
Oh, God.
Probably you fucking didn't come home for Christmas. You're going to sound like that, you miserable cunt.
I don't sing. You know that. I don't sing. It's not one, especially now. It's not one of my fucking fortes.
Come on. What's the next one?
I cannot believe. No, fuck that. You're listening to this. That's Michael. Here we go. Bing Crosby.
It's not 1942. I don't need to listen to that shit.
Oh, you almost got it exactly right. 1940. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice job.
Well, they, yeah, have, obviously, they have updated versions of that. It would be Second World War time, and I'll be home for Christmas. I'd imagine back then it would resonate, but now, 2014...
Listen to his miserable ass right now, guys. Fairy Tale of New York. You ever heard of that one?
Of course. It's one of the classic quintessential Christmas records.
Okay, I've never heard of that
By the... Oh, fuck.
Ah, come on, fucking Fairy music,
Tale
man.
Fairy Tale of New York. Oh, music, my God. Man. It's the Pogues, the Pogues.
Ah, you got it. You got it. Oh, holy night. The stars are bright. Oh, holy night. Holy night's number three. Yep.
Yeah. Have
your, this is one of my favorites. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Make your Yuletide game.
Judy said, it's in the number one. The number one one that everyone thinks about is Judy Garland. Judy Garland. And then White Christmas. White Christmas. But of course, if you're going to name the one Christmas song that nobody has ever gotten sick of, it might as well be number one selling of all time. And yes, that's number one selling song, not number one selling Christmas song. Number one selling song of all time is White Christmas.
By Bing Crosby.
Yep. It's been covered by everyone from Bob Marley to Bette Midler to Kenny Rogers to Taylor Swift. While it's hard to live up to the intimate Bing Crosby harmonious rendition by the famous Australian Motown cover band, Human Nature does justice to being capturing its aching and beautiful sentiment of the song. No, I actually don't like this song.
It's either Bing Crosby or it's nothing on
actually,
that one,
I'm not a big fan of this song.
No, I'm not a big fan of that one at all.
No, I would much.
I
would
like
much...
my Christmas songs to not sound quintessentially Christmassy.
All right, what you got?
But the one I do like. There's a couple I do like actually.
Okay,
all right. I like the. Have you ever heard of a band called The Darkness?
Yes.
Well, they done a record called Christmas Time. Don't Let the Bells End. And
Rock
bells
and
end in England. I don't know if it's the same meaning in your country, but the bells end is like the end of your penis, basically.
It got
into the top of the charts, I think. And there's one line where he goes, "Come on, kids." So, come on, kids. And yeah, so The Darkness, Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End is certainly one of my favourite Christmas time records.
Right. What else you got?
Another one, which is pretty unknown, is Kevin Bloody Wilson. Like, he's sort of comedic, a comedic Australian guy, and he done "Hey Santa Claus, You Cunt," which is a good one. I like that one.
That's awesome.
But I'd say, like you were saying, Christmas Rappin', which was by Curtis Blow, right? Now, to me, that's possibly one of the first hip-hop rapping records of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that came out, I believe, in December 79. Now, in November 79, Rapper's Delight came out, which is quintessentially what everyone thinks is the first hip-hop record,
Rapper's
which is nonsense.
Delight.
But that didn't get into the charts until January 1980, whereas Christmas Rapping was in the charts in December 79.
Okay.
And it was the first ever rap song released by a major label.
Ah, gotcha.
And it ended up selling over 500,000 records, I believe,
gotcha.
During its course.
Okay.
So Curtis Blow, Christmas Rapping. I think we'll play this one in its entirety at the end of the show.
Okay.
It is that important. And my actual favourite one, which isn't, again, quintessentially Christmassy, but it's got to be Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love.
What?
What?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love.
Yeah, you've never heard The Power of Love?
No.
Feels like fire. Nah?
No.
You've never heard that song?
I'm looking it up right now.
Look it up right now.
I am.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You've never heard of Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
No.
Relax, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you want. Yeah, they're a brilliant British band. And they done a record called The Power of Love. Originally, it was released, wasn't around Christmas time, but then they released it at Christmas time and just put a fancy nativity play video, and it sold really well around Christmas time. So ever since then, it sort of gets played at Christmas, even though lyrically it doesn't really sound, sounds more sort of Halloween-y than Christmassy. But, oh, there you go. Oh. Genius, bro. One of my favorite records of all time.
All right, I'll take a listen to it.
Just absolutely stunning. That record stops me in my tracks every time.
It's so weird.
So that is the one Christmas track that I'll be bang. That's what I'm listening to right now.
Mine is the one that we started this show out with. The Christmas, yeah. The Christmas song, yeah. And it has to be sung by Nat King Cole. I love Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole's
my granddad, God rest his soul, was a huge Nat King Cole
fan. I'm a huge Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald fan. Oh, love both of them to death. Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's my favorite song of all time. Of all time, I really am. It's one of those songs that really reminds me of my childhood, and I had a really good childhood. So it reminds me of my childhood, it reminds me of my family, it reminds me of my mom and dad. It's just one of those things that just reminds me of home. It's just home.
See, to me, when because obviously I'm considered eclectic, and obviously I'm a drum and bass artist, but I'm trying to get into jazz music as well, and people sort of talk to me about all sorts of genres of music. Mm-hmm. The one thing I get is, what's your favorite record of all time? You know, and on any given Sunday, it could be a different record.
Yeah, it could be anything.
But the one that does crop up more often than not, I'd say, would be Pearl Jam's Yellow Ledbetter.
It's a good album.
It's one record that always comes up to me that I just, every time I hear it, I'll just
stop. I don't know if I have a favorite record. I mean, lately it's been... It's always different.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, any given Sunday, it's different. Yeah. All right. Usually that's the one that's always up there.
Yep.
Christmas sucks for music anyway.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house... Hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring it, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you've been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying.
And we're gonna do top five Christmas movies, but Ant did extra credit work and did 10.
I love Christmas movies. That's
he
what
hates
Christmas
fucking music, folks, but he loves Christmas movies.
I hate Christmas music because I'm a musician.
Yeah, it's true. All right,
I'm not a director, so I love fucking Christmas movies.
Or a writer. All right, Christmas movies. What is, give us your, I guess, 10 through
well, I'll,
5.
I'll do
10
through
6.
6 really quickly, okay. And then you can do 5, and then I'll do 5.
Okay.
We'll
all right,
that.
Got it. Go ahead. All
right, so number 10's any bomb movie, because it's synonymous for Christmas with me and my family.
Okay.
Number 9, Die Hard. Got to have a bit of Die Hard at Christmas. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Number 8, Home Alone, because it's fun for all the family. You can watch that, granny, mum, you, everyone can watch that.
Yep.
Good. Number 7, Gremlins.
I always forget the Gremlins is a Christmas time movie.
Yeah, proper Christmas time movie and just awesome, awesome film. Number 6, this would have been higher, but it's not quintessentially Christmas enough.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Returns.
It is a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie set around Christmas. So,
it is.
So yeah, so that's number 6. It didn't get into my top 5 just because it's not purely quintessential Christmas. Yeah,
and it's out of the Michael Keaton Batmans, it's the worst one.
I'd say it's the best one.
It's bad. But go back and watch. It's bad.
I've seen it.
Recently?
Actually, yeah, not so long ago. It's probably about a couple of months ago.
Well, it's really bad. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so my number 5, Bad Santa.
Mm.
Fucking love that movie.
That movie Billy is Bob so Thornton. Fucking... Oh my God, the movie is so fucking funny.
Billy Bob Thornton is hysterical in this movie because he plays Billy Bob fucking Thornton.
Yeah, he does. Yep.
Like he does in every pretty movie.
And that girl, that girl he's with, oh my God, she's so smoking hot.
Oh, I didn't think she was that good.
Oh,
Bernie Mac's in this movie as well. Rest in peace. He was so funny. Bad Santa, it's about a complete ingrate. They try and rob a mall at Christmas time, and then he goes into a home, there's a kid, and he befriends the kid.
Yep.
Not
teaches him how to stand up for himself.
Touch it, but yeah, so it is a fantastic movie. Everyone loves a bit of Bad Santa.
It's a good movie.
And I think at the time it was one of the most, had the most swearing in them, any movie in
history. Fucking Santa, fucking Santa, fucking Santa, fucking Santa, fucking Santa. Yep.
It was right up there in the swear word
capacity. It's, yeah, it had a lot of swear words in it. Which,
so if you're 18 over, Bad Santa is a great Christmas movie, because all the other ones I've got are pretty much PG or less.
Kids movies, yeah.
So what's your five?
Number five, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, got a bit of Lethal Weapon as well at Christmas time, ain't ya?
Yep, and I always forget when I get into like a action movie mood or whatever, because I get in these sci-fi moods, these action movie moods, it's these all these types of different moods, and I'll just start playing one. I'll put one in, I'll put Lethal Weapon in, because I have all three of them on DVD. So I put it in, I'll be like, damn it, I totally forgot that this is a freaking Christmas movie. It starts out with Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
The first and the initial start when the hooker dives off the fucking building, it's Jingle Bell Rock. It's crazy. Yeah,
Lethal Weapon's a proper Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah, same as with like Die Hard.
You
think Die Hard, you think, is it even Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, movie? I do like Die Hard would have made my top 10, but definitely not my top 5, but Lethal Weapon definitely my top 5.
It's surrounded by Christmas.
I'm a huge Lethal Weapon fan. Especially like the first two, because the first one is a drama. It really is a drama. The second one, action comedy. Third one, action comedy. It's so funny how weird they changed as they went along. The first one,
I love a bit of Danny Glover. I like Danny Glover.
Yeah, me too. The first one though is a drama. If you watch it, guys, it's an action drama movie. It's a very serious movie. They do not laugh a lot in that movie.
Well, no, it's more about battling demons and things like that as well, isn't it?
Exactly. It's not not at all. I just like that. I really like that movie, and it does remind me of Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
Go ahead. You're number five.
Right, my number four.
Number four. Sorry.
Would be Scrooged.
Mm.
Bill Murray is fantastic in this movie, and it's a classic. Again, a classic sort of Christmas Carol tale. Mm-hmm. But Bill Murray's an arsehole boss of a company, and it's got the guy from Police Academy in as well, isn't it? He's in it. I love that movie. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And to me, Bill Murray is gold.
They're supposed to be making a Scrooge too. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
What, with Bill Murray's up for that? Bill Murray's not up for anything anymore.
With Bill Murray.
Okay, that'll be amazing.
They're supposed to be making it because it's you know, it doesn't require, you know, Ghostbusters requires him to carry around a fucking 50-pound backpack on his back. Scrooge requires him to make fun of people.
Yeah. I love Scrooge. I think it's an excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
And one I do watch every Christmas. Mm. So that's my number four, Scrooged.
Home Alone, number four.
Yeah, you've gone number four with it.
I grew up with it.
We're pretty much similar age.
Yeah, you and I are a similar age, yeah. Every year I watched it. It's a story about a child that doesn't feel like he fits in, and that is me. I am the child that doesn't fit in. I was never a child that fits in at all with my family. I love my family. They love me. It's fantastic. I go against the grain. I'm a black sheep, whatever you want to call it. I'm a middle child.
Pink sheep.
Yeah, pink sheep, whatever. So I identify with the main character, Kevin, in that movie. So Home Alone, definitely me. Yeah. I would be the one that got left behind. I would definitely be the one that got left behind.
You can relate to Kevin.
Yeah. Not now I can't, but back then, definitely.
Are you Macaulay Culkin? Do you like heroin?
No. No, I don't like heroin. If you want to do a drug, do some pot.
I can relate to Richie Rich.
Oh, Richie Rich, yeah. No. If back then in the day, yes, I could definitely identify with him that he was, you know, being left behind would.
Every kid's dream, though, isn't it, to be left alone?
And nightmare.
Dream and nightmare.
That's the best thing about it.
When it gets dark, it's a nightmare, and when it's light, it's a dream.
Yeah, best thing about it. Anyway, yes, number four, Home Alone.
Yeah, cool. It was my number eight, so definitely.
What you got?
My number three, God, I love this movie, Trading Places.
Oh, I always forget that's a Christmas movie, too.
Yeah, pure Damn Christmas it. Movie.
We quote that movie when
Dan
we go...
Dan Aykroyd in the fucking Christmas suit with the fish all in his Christmas suit.
Oh, so funny. We quote that movie when we go to... we go on skiing trips. We'll see each other on the chairs, the lift chairs.
Right.
How you doing, Billy Ray? Feeling good, Lewis? It's fantastic. I love that movie.
Fucking great movie. Yep. Eddie Murphy's amazing in it. It's probably, for me, it's his best movie.
Dan Aykroyd is incredible, as mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis gets her tits out.
Yep.
Even though, yeah, it doesn't really bother me that much. But,
but she does get her tits out.
She does get her tits out.
It's a typical 80s movie.
It's a fantastic 80s movie. Mm-hmm. And one, again, I will watch year after year after year. So my number three, Trading Places, definitely.
Definitely. That's fantastic. I would say my number three, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown Christmas is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. And I say that because, again, very good childhood. It just reminds me of my childhood. And it's good to go back sometimes. Like, this is the only time of year I really go back and I really remember my childhood. We had such awesome Christmases. If I could go back in time and partake in any time of the year in my childhood, it would be Christmas time. I'm out of school, playing with my twin brother, playing with my sister, and we're just up to no good or up to good, helping around the house, decorating, doing whatever we can to just have a good Christmas. Even though we're as poor as we can be, we still had great Christmases. And it just reminds me of it. That whole, the music, everything just reminds me of my childhood. That's all. So Charlie Brown's Christmas is fantastic.
Fair enough. Cool.
Yep.
Right. My number two is Elf.
Really? You like that one a lot?
Fuck, I love
it. I did like Elf.
Who don't like Elf?
I do like Elf. It just, to me, it can never break my top because my top is just like...
No, Elf classics. Is the modern day classic.
It
in
is.
In 50 years' time, people would be watching Elf.
Oh, no, people do it now.
That's not, no, I'm saying it won't age. In 50 years' time, people will still be watching it.
Yeah.
To me, it's Will Ferrell at his pure best. Mm-hmm. James Caan plays an arsehole fantastically, as he always plays an arsehole fantastically. to me, it's just one of the most perfect movies. And I tell you what, I have watch this movie in like June.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait till Christmas
no,
to watch
you
this
don't.
Movie.
You really don't.
It's just a funny, mm-hmm. funny movie. And yeah, so number two, Elf for me.
My number two, oh fucking hell, I just forgot it. Hang on. My number two, Christmas Carol. Which and it one? Could be any Christmas Carol. It's all the same thing. I would much prefer the one with Patrick Stewart in it, but it could be the Mickey Mouse one.
Oh.
You don't like that one?
Patrick Stewart is...
You don't like that one?
No.
Now, I've seen A Christmas Carol live. Like, I've seen a play of it.
Yeah.
So, that's the one I always think about, but it does, to me, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the animated Mickey Mouse one or if it... Now, I don't want the Jim Carrey one, but... I don't mind the Patrick Stewart one or the book or any of it. To me, it's just fantastic. The Christmas Carol reminds me to be humble and reminds me to be grateful for everything I have. So to me, it's just it doesn't matter what incarnation of it is. It's just fantastic. And that's just me. I mean, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people think it's cliche, but it's Christmas. Everything's cliche.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I was literally just watching an advert for Birdman.
The movie?
Yeah.
It looks fuck funny, doesn't it?
I want to fucking watch that movie so bad.
Anyway, but number one?
Number one for me, like you said, Christmas Carol.
Oh, wow.
But for me, Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
You take the best story of all time, in my opinion, A Christmas Carol, and you put the fucking Muppets in it. Michael Caine in it, and guess what you got?
A fucking good movie.
Greatest Christmas movie of all fucking time.
It's a really good movie, actually. It's a really good movie.
It's perfect.
It is.
Singing's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Caine's perfect. The Muppets are perfect. It's just one of those movies.
I think Jim Henson.
I
think Jim Henson.
It's the perfect Christmas movie.
I'm pretty sure Jim Henson was alive during that, too.
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah,
definitely. It's just the perfect Christmas movie.
It's really good.
Just absolutely fantastic. Come forth and know me better, man.
Tiny Tim. It's just, really good. Fuck off, you cripple kid.
But yeah, you have a bit of Michael Caine in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's perfect. Absolute perfect movie.
Number one, you ready for my number one? You're not going to like this. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Yeah, It's the Grinch. The Grinch Who Stole
Jim
Christmas.
Carrey one.
Nope, the animated one.
Like proper cartoony one.
Yep, the proper cartoony one. has to be, I own it on DVD, has to be the proper cartoony one with all the classic music, all the classic voices, everything right. Now, don't get me wrong, towards the end of the Jim Carrey one, I get a little choked up because Anthony Hopkins is talking. He's the one that does the voiceover. And Anthony Hopkins.
Clarice.
He doesn't make that noise. But Anthony Hopkins talking is just gets to me. I mean, I'm in, you know, whatever. But the classic cartoon one, Dr. Seuss written, his heart grew 3 sizes that day. Fucking hell. Fucking cried my eyes out because I'm a bitch.
Fair enough.
Just fantastic. The only the little bonus one outside of that would be Miracle on 31st Street. And I will say this. I never get Miracle on 31st Street. 34th Street. Sorry. I apologize. 34th Street. I apologize. I've been drinking a little bit today and I'm exhausted.
You live in the country.
I'm exhausted. Me. I've never been to New York. But anyway, so this is the thing. I never thought that was a very... And this is me revealing something big time about my family.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Or about me.
34th, yeah.
34th,
yeah, it's 34th. No.
It is 31st.
31st.
Yeah, it is 31st. What? Thank you.
Is there a miracle on 34th or
31st? There is a miracle.
There's a miracle on both those streets. You go to that one.
Jesus Christ, I have to cut all this
out.
I'll go
to 31st. Okay. And then I'll give you a call from 31st to see if there's a miracle over there.
Okay.
And give me
Shut
a call from
34th
to see if there's a miracle from there.
Look,
what?
I'm about to reveal something that's really personal. Okay. All right. Shut the fuck up.
It's Christmas, remember?
All right. So one Christmas, I was sitting there and we were watching on TV. We were watching Miracle on 31st Street, the original. Okay. And I'm sitting there with my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, uncles, aunts, whoever was there. And it's getting towards the end where she goes, if you haven't watched it, fuck off, okay? It's getting towards the end where she gets her house. And
I watched it, but it was on 34th Street, the one I watched, not...
Whatever. I'm looking over at my dad, and my dad is, like, crying his eyes out. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And ever since I see my dad cry his eyes out, I can't help but cry watching that movie. Because I think of my dad crying watching that movie.
Why is he crying? Is he crying because he's 3 streets down from where he should be?
No. I think he's crying because he was just, I don't know, because he was just happy or he thought of his childhood or I don't know why he was crying. I don't know why he was crying. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. I just get touched by that movie. I don't know what it is. It's just something about a child getting their wish and it being a pure thought of pure goodness.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's it.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah.
I was going to put Jingle All the Way on there.
Oh,
but...
fucking hell. Kill you.
This really brings Christmas close to a person. Fantastic. They still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
Ant's sack, Santa's sack quiz. Answers.
Right.
Ant. We're going to wrap this bitch up right now.
So, Granny, you can listen again now. Yep. I won't swear again
Get your pieces of paper up.
Get your pieces of paper out, okay. Guys.
Got mine.
Because this is the quiz answers section.
Answers. All right.
All right.
Number one.
So, number one was, who plays Harry in the movie Home Alone? Devil Vamp, what did you have?
Nothing. I didn't know.
You didn't have nothing?
Nope.
Amy had nothing as well.
Nope.
So, no points there. The answer was Joe Pesci.
Oh, yeah, the bad guy was Harry. Fucking hell.
Yeah, bad guy's Harry Marv.
Sorry.
Bad guys.
Beep.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the answer to that, Joe Pesci. Number two was, in Charles Dickens' novel Christmas Carol, who was Scrooge's dead business partner?
I couldn't remember.
What did you have?
Nothing. I couldn't remember.
Nothing? Mm. Amy had Crockett.
It's not Crockett. Crockett's from
yeah, and
I can't
the answer
curse.
Was
Crockett's
Jacob.
From Miami Vice.
Shut up.
The answer was Jacob Marley.
Yep, Jacob Marley. Yep.
So if you ever watch Muppets Christmas Carol, we're Marley and Marley. Ooh. There you go. Number three was, what color are the berries on a mistletoe plant? What did you have?
Red.
Double vamp?
Red.
Red, you're wrong.
Damn it.
Amy got it right because it was green. White.
White.
Yeah, white. So, number four was, in what year was Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas Time released? Amy got it right, of course, because it was my birth year. Double Vamp, what did you have?
1982.
No, you're wrong again. You fucking hell, you're not doing very good.
Don't curse! You can't curse!
Oh, God, I keep doing that. Oh, never mind. Oh, Granny's falling asleep by now.
Say it again.
So, that was 1984.
Okay. Dang, I'm not doing well at all.
No, you're not doing very good.
I got this one.
Number five was, who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas? You got to know this one if you love the Grinch.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is correct.
Yeah.
Amy got that one right too. Number six was, how many points does a snowflake have?
Six.
Six is correct answer.
Yeah.
Got that right too. Okay, number seven was, in which country is eggnog said to have originated from?
I was guessing on this one.
What one did you go with?
Switzerland.
You went for Switzerland, Amy went for America, and you're both wrong, because it was, in fact, England.
England,
and,
wow.
And not only England, East Anglia in England, which is where I am sat right now, which is incredible to me.
What? Do you know why?
No, okay. I haven't got a clue.
Just thought of it?
It's just in East Anglia, England, apparently, where it was originated from. So, yeah. Anyway, number eight was, named the Christmas song with the initials W-I-A-W-W.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland is correct, thank my
you,
friend.
Thank you.
Amy did not get that right. She put W-I-A-W-W. Yeah. Sorry, I'm on the podcast, not you, twat. Anyway, number nine.
You're about to get beat.
Yeah, I am going to get okay, number nine was, a year contains 365 days. So what day does Christmas Day fall?
359
is correct.
Yeah.
And then you got that one right too. 359. Okay.
She had 385 first.
No, that's for the other one. Oh. So number 10 was, what is the most common gift received in a Christmas cracker? What did you put, dude?
I didn't put anything because I didn't know what a Christmas cracker was. I thought it was an actual physical cracker that you eat. I didn't know it was a popper.
Yeah, it's a popper, and you get a hat in every Christmas cracker.
Wow, so I didn't know that.
That is the most common gift received in a Christmas cracker, and Amy actually got that one right.
Like a Santa hat?
No, not a Santa hat, like a little paper hat.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, with a little crown, gotcha. A little paper crown.
I gotcha.
So anyway, right, number 11, this one was for 2 points. How many presents are listed in the 12 days of Christmas? Amy seems to think it's 384, and she thinks she's 100% certain because she's this fucking degree level
mathematician. Don't curse.
I think maybe you're a retard, but there you go. Devil Vamp, what did you put?
I put 256.
You put 256.
Yep.
The correct answer is, Amy was in fact 20 out. It's 364. So it's almost one present for every day of the year.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
So there you go. So, yep. So I've actually got the complete maths if because Amy's looking at me like she's contesting this immediately. So on day one, he gets one present, yeah? Day two, he gets 3 presents because he gets the 2 and the 1. So day three, he gets 6. Day four, 10, 15, 21, 28, 36, 45, 55, 66, and 78, which total 364, not 384. So you've gone wrong somewhere with your adding up skills, Miss PhD. So there you go. So anyway, that's that one done. So 2 points were on offer there. If you got that, guys, well done. These two didn't. Can you keep quiet? We're on a live podcast. Thanks.
Not live. We're not live, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not
live. Last one, you ready?
And the last one, number 12, was named the 8 reindeer in the Night Before Christmas Carol. Now, Amy's got Rudolph, which is wrong.
Yeah, Rudolph is not in there.
Dasher, which is correct. Prancer, which is correct. And Dancer, which is correct. So she gets 1.5 points on this. Now, Devil Vamp, that gives her 7.5
okay.
overall.
I got 4.
And you've got 4 overall.
Yep. Without answering the reindeer question.
So if you get all 8 of these right, you get 8 points.
Okay. Ready?
This is perfect symmetry. Okay, Devil Vamp, can you name all 8 of the reindeer?
I'm American. Of course I can. I even wrote the initials down on my piece of paper right now. Ready?
Go on, then.
On Dasher, on Dancer.
On Dasher.
On Prancer and Vixen. On Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. Boom!
Oh, got them all. So, Devil Vamp, you've got 8 points. Amy, 7.5 points.
Enjoy that, Granny.
Yep, so there you go. But you did say Cupid and not Cupid. But
well, I've been drinking and I only slept for 4 hours. I have to go to bed.
Yep, so you win that, but I'm pretty sure there's some higher scores out there.
I'm sure Kata got a better score than me.
Yeah.
Cheating bastard.
Thinking some of our listeners have got better scores than that.
Yeah, probably.
So let us know. No bullshit in line. Just
don't curse.
Oh, Granny's gone to sleep on now.
Do not lie, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't lie. Just give us your honest. Yep. Play the game. Play the game.
Play the game.
Because you won't be disappointing us. You'll be disappointing yourself.
Yep. And before we go, we'd like to mention the fact that we feel very welcomed to the new Trending Topics Network that we are on now. Right, Ant?
Yeah, we're on Trending Topics. It's good to be on there, you know.
It is.
This probably weren't our best show to be a part of, really. The first one, was it?
Our Halloween show went really well, so hopefully the Christmas one goes too.
Don't think so, the way we was going on. But yeah, anyway, thanks for having us. Thanks for listening. Bye. I'm only joking. It's a pleasure to be on air, and thank you the guys that have let us on this network just to expand ourselves even further. We're going to play some music to go out, aren't we, Devil Vamp?
We are. Where can we find you, Ant?
You can find me at MC Vigilante on Twitter, and I am on Facebook, but I won't add you.
Yes, he is on Facebook, but he won't add you. I am hashtag Devil Vamp. I am at Devil Vamp on Twitter. Hashtag it CSatire. Let us know what you guys are thinking. Send us your articles. We start next week. We're going to talk about the New Year's, and we're going to spread from there. Please have a very Merry Christmas, all of you. Happy holidays, as you say in Britain. This will go out before Christmas.
No, no, no. We don't say happy holidays.
What do you guys say?
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas to
and
all
and a happy
my,
new year.
And a happy new year. Yeah. But we're going to see you. We're going to talk to you before the new year. Hope you guys enjoy it. Honestly, be safe out there. Have a good Christmas. Enjoy it. We're glad to be on Trending Topics. Hashtag CSatire. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
When a cold wind blows, it chills you to the bone.
But there's nothing in nature that freezes your heart like years of being alone.
It paints you with indifference like a lady paints with rouge.
And the worst of the worst,
the most hated and cursed,
is the one that we call Scrooge.
Unkind as any,
and the wrath of many,
this is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being mean, the winner would be him.
Old Scrooge, he loves his money, 'cause he thinks it gives him power.
If he became a flavor, you can bet he would be sour.
Even the vegetables don't like him.
There goes Mr. Skinflint, there goes Mr. Green.
The undisputed master of the underhanded deed.
He charges folks a fortune for his dark and drafty houses,
as poor folk live in misery.
It's even worse for mouses.
Please, sir, I want some cheese.
He must be so lonely, he must be so sad. He goes to extremes to convince us he's bad.
He's really a victim of fear and of pride.
Look close and there must be a sweet man inside.
Nah.
There goes Mr. Outrage, there goes Mr. Sneer.
He has no time for friends or fun.
His anger makes that clear.
Don't ask him for a favor, 'cause his nastiness increases.
No crust of bread for those in need.
No cheeses for us, Mises.
Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
There goes Mr. Heartless. There goes Mr. Cruel.
He never gives, he only takes. He lets his hunger rule.
That work is being off, 'cause Scrooge is getting worse.